Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, stronger, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. At the gym today, we helped a gentleman named Freddie. Now, if you've been following along on our Facebook fan page, that's facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, we posted about Freddie less than 2 months ago. And we talked about how Freddie is in his 50s. He's an ex-bodybuilder, still huge, still strong, but suffering from a lot of health issues like extremely high cholesterol, on medications to try to manage that, extremely high inflammation. And one of the saddest things was not being able to eat fruit because over the past 30 years, it hasn't been since his early 20s, he hasn't been able to eat fruit because every time he'd eat fruit, it would cause an allergic reaction, sometimes to the point where his throat would start to close. I mean, this is some serious stuff. So he would have to avoid fruit completely. Now, he has been a big meat eater, big dairy drinker. And after just a short conversation with us, we were able to convince Freddie to completely give up dairy and then reduce his meat and fish and chicken animal product intake as much as possible. Well, get this. In just a few short days, Freddie was able to eat fruit without it causing an allergic reaction. None. Nothing at all. He was so happy. He came, the next time he saw us, he just had to run up to us to tell us how happy he was that we gave him his fruit back. He'd been able to finally eat watermelon for the first time in decades. Can you imagine that there are people suffering out there because they can't have their favorite fruits because their immune system is so hyper alert that it thinks anything, something as simple as fruit, is a foreign invader trying to attack their body. That's what happens when you have chronic inflammation, which is caused by the consumption of animal products and dairy. That's what happens. Your body goes completely nuts. Your immune system goes completely nuts and just launches an attack on your own body and on anything that comes toward it. Well, anyway, he doesn't have to suffer from that anymore. And today, he was so happy to report to us that he is no longer suffering from high cholesterol. He's completely off of his cholesterol meds, and his cholesterol is normal for the first time in decades. And he was telling us that he had a nodule that formed in his fingers to the point where he couldn't even get his wedding ring off of his fingers. Well, all of the swelling that the consumption of dairy and animal products has been causing in his body for so many years, it's gone now. He reported to us that he was, for the first time in years, able to easily get his wedding ring off of his finger and back on. And as far as strength goes and bodybuilding, well, guess what? Freddie has reported too that he is making gains. And you know the best part about this, and this is why we do this. It's about spreading the message. This is why I have this podcast, because it's easy to do. And we caught Freddie this morning teaching another gym member the benefits of going plant-based. This was a meat eater and a dairy drinker turned vegan, and now he is teaching others passionately how to do the exact same thing. That is what starting a vegan body revolution is. Go out there, teach as many people as you possibly can all about the wonderful results that you have been getting in your body and your health, and look at how many people you're going to be able to impact. She's going to take this information, she's going to apply it to her body, she's going to get sensational results, and then she's going to go and teach it to everybody in her life. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out there and share and spread and share and spread all of this good information, everybody. This is a short episode, of course, because that's really what it's all about. Let's try to keep this short and sweet and get the information that we need out there to as many people as we possibly can, and let's make this world better. Hey, if you haven't already, make sure you get yourself a copy of the free muscle building guide. Freddie's downloading it today because he wants to keep putting on some big gains in muscle. Go to veganmusclebook.com, 30 pages of awesomeness, all for you. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you learn how to raise your metabolism too so you don't have to work so hard to keep the fat off of your body. Go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com, download that 40-minute audio training. It's all there for you. It's all 100% free. And also, join our Facebook fan page, everybody. My goodness, it is the coolest thing ever because we're doing all these free live trainings now, and we're doing them through our Facebook fan page. You just go to facebook.com slash veganbodyrevolution and like it, and you'll get access to all the content. And I'm constantly putting content on there all the time. Everything from motivation to recipes to trainings. In fact, we're going to be doing a training pretty soon. We have a really, really sweet event coming up. There's only 10 spaces for it. It's here in Austin, Texas. We're doing it at the Natural Epicurean Culinary Academy, and we're going to be spending all day, 12 straight hours, just teaching you and training you to completely master having amazing health so that you can have amazing health for the rest of your life, and you'll know it to the point where you can easily teach others how to get the same type of results and do it quickly, just like Freddie. We're going to do that here. And we're going to be hosting a full, like, we're going to spend a couple hours like going through a full preview of what that is. So we'll go through each and every single module that we're going to teach and teach you the importance of it and some details about it so you can learn all about what it is that we're going to do. So that's going to be coming up. We'll be providing details, and those details are going to be on our Facebook fan page. I'm moving away from email, just to let you know this. So you probably haven't received a lot of emails from me other than just the automatic ones that you get that send you the free stuff and the free trainings and an invitation to connect. But that's pretty much it. I've just found that email is, it's kind of, a lot of people just don't like getting sent emails. And our emails, I guess, kind of look like spam and things like that. So if you want the fresh content, you want to keep up on it, you just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and then turn your notification settings so that you're able to see all of our updates and our posts and things like that. So that's where all of our free content is going, and it's moving to these days. And not too long from now, we are going to be starting a group for support. And once we fire that up, I'll send you the details for that as well. Okay. I hope your day is going absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a fan. And my name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast. Breakfast that makes no sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Maybe you didn't do the research like I'm doing right now. Let's look at some of these other ones. How about thiamine? Well, oats does have some thiamine. In fact, kale only has 1% more thiamine than oats does. But did you know what? Spinach has 95% more than oats does. Here's another one: riboflavin. This is where all the other ones dominate. By the way, banana and mango. Banana has 75% less thiamine, and mango has 53% less thiamine than oats. So oats there, it beats the fruit, but it doesn't beat the veggies. Riboflavin. Kale has got oats beat by 507%. Spinach has oats beat by 2,235%. Banana beats oats by 204%. Mango beats oats by 184%. Niacin, kale beats it by 709%. Spinach beats oats by 1,197%. Banana beats oats by 204%. Mango beats oats by 278%. Let's look at vitamin B6. 1,721% is how much kale kicks the butt of oats in vitamin B6. 2,624% for spinach, 1,114% for banana, and 467% for mango. How about folate? Maybe oats is better than folate. Nope. Kale beats oats by 303% per calorie. Spinach beats oats by 5,777% per calorie. Banana beats oats by 56% per calorie. Mango beats oats by 50% per calorie. Here's one. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to even list this, but I don't know. It's not really something I've ever really looked at. But in case you're wondering, here I did it. Pantothenic acid. Oats has kale beat by 42%. It's got spinach beat by 26%. However, bananas beat oats by 16%. And then it beats mango by 19%. Excuse me. Had some spinach and mango myself just right now. Now, calcium. Very important mineral. Kale beats oats by 1,844% per calorie. Spinach beats oats by 3,011% per calorie. The only thing oats beats any of these foods per calorie is in, well, bananas. So bananas have 59% fewer calcium per calorie than oats. But you know what? Mango randomly beats oats by 11%. Let's look at iron. 179% more in kale. 867% more in spinach. Bananas and mangoes, 75% less, 85% less. I'm starting to get that vegetables are more nutrient rich than fruit. We already knew that. You knew that. You should have known that already. Magnesium. Kale has 50% more per calorie. Spinach has 658% more per calorie. However, oats beats banana by 33% and beats mango by 70%. Now let's look at phosphorus. This is finally one where, well, oats beats kale a little bit. Kale has 17% less phosphorus per calorie than oats do. However, spinach beats oats by 59%. And then oats beats banana and mango by 82 and 87%. Potassium. Now this one should be pretty obvious, but here are the real numbers. You actually be surprised when you look at how each of these foods compare to each other. Kale beats oats by 711%. However, spinach beats oats by 2,107%. Bananas only beat oats by 266%, nowhere near kale or spinach. And then mango even beats oats by 118% on calcium. Zinc, kale loses to oats by just 22%. However, spinach beats oats by 126%. Banana loses to oats by 85%, loses to oats by mango loses to oats by 91%. Copper. Kale beats oats by 264%. Spinach beats oats by 211%. Oats beats banana by 39%. And mango beats oats by 13%. And then finally, last one, manganese. Kale beats oats by 26%. Spinach beats oats by 203%. Banana loses to oats by 76%. And mango, oh man, you're disappointing me, mango, on your manganese. You would think that mango would have manganese. That's just not true. It loses by 100%. That's pretty rough. That's pretty harsh. So check it out, guys. Look, when you're trying to evaluate the health of everything, you got to be high in minerals. There's no doubt about that. The more mineral rich you are, the better off. But hello, you're going to need the vitamins too. So oatmeal, this is where oatmeal completely loses it. This oatmeal loses to banana and mango because it's completely devoid of all vitamins. Completely devoid. None. There's no vitamins. So when you're looking at a food, you got to think about this. If you're eating a food for its energy, well, guess what? All of these foods, kale, spinach, mango, banana, all of them will do just fine providing you tons and tons of great energy in the form of carbohydrates. Dietary fiber, when you're looking at dietary fiber, kale, spinach, and banana, well, especially kale and spinach, just beat the pants out of oats in terms of the amount of dietary fiber per calorie. Even banana beats it too. I mean, technically, you're better off eating just the same amount in bananas than you are eating oats if you want dietary fiber. Mango has exactly the same, except the only difference between banana, mango, and oats is that, well, oats, you're not getting any vitamins at all. So looking at it that way, you're just not going to be able to generate huge amounts of health. So I did say it's not going to hurt you. It's not bad for you. There's some benefits to it. And from an athletic standpoint, when you're burning through glucose and glycogen like nobody's business, oatmeal becomes pretty handy. However, you can get more nutrients more effectively through green vegetables like kale and spinach. And if you want to be able to consume large amounts of those, well, the best thing to do is to blend them up in your blender. You can't beat that. You really can't. And you're getting way more dietary fiber than you are with the kale. I just want to address just one small thing that somebody wrote as a comment. Oh, and of course, that's the obvious. It's talking about fiber. You know, when you're vegan, fiber is really the last thing you need to worry about. There's really no vegans I personally know that will ever, ever, ever have a fiber deficiency because everything they eat is loaded with fiber. It's kind of like trying to convince a fish to eat more seaweed because it's got water. It's not the fish's problem. You get it? I hope that helps. And if you have more thoughts to share, or if you just blatantly disagree with me, that's totally cool. We welcome disagreements. Why can't we all learn from each other? But I hope you found this interesting or fascinating. If you're going to eat foods, there's way better foods out there that will help you faster and more effectively than oatmeal. Just remember, oatmeal is not a bad food. It certainly is better than eating bad junk food. Oatmeal is definitely better, but then there's way better foods on top of oatmeal. And I mean, there's a huge list of foods that are way, way better and more nutritious and way healthier than oatmeal. And that's why I said that it ranks at the bottom of the sewer. When we're putting a list of all the foods, all the 100% plant-based whole foods that you can eat in terms of its health-generating benefits, oatmeal ranks there near dead last. That's my point. And that's it. Listen, if you want to learn more about this, we're doing something very special. Here's what I recommend you do. On Thursday, right now, I've got it scheduled for Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, that may change. That may change. I may go a little earlier. You'll have to keep up with our Facebook fan page to find out. But if you're a friend with me on Facebook, then great. If not, I'm sorry. Right now, I think I'm full with my friends. But if a few more people dislike me because of this post, then I'll have more room and you can go ahead and try to friend me that way. But where I'm going to be doing this special little event, it's called Help Fix My Diet. It's a live Facebook video stream, and I am going to help you. If you believe that you're not getting, if you're not getting results and you believe it's because of your diet, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and show me your diet. Show me your diet, and you can post it to Facebook underneath the video. I'll look at it, and right there in real time, I'll rip it apart. No, I'm not going to rip it apart. I'm going to ask you very simply, what is the goal or what is the result that you are intending to achieve with your diet? And based on that answer, I'll tell you exactly why it is not helping you achieve it. And then I'll tell you exactly what to do to fix it so that you get way, way better results. You guys understand. I mean, looking at this stuff, for me and Brooke, it's like breathing. It's so easy. We do that all day long. It's very easy for us to spot flaws in anyone's diet. And then for those of you who are looking for body transformation, losing fat, gaining muscle, I want you to go, if you want to, go ahead and participate. We're really going to be looking at more of an audience that are looking for health and healing. And then I'll do another live stream video where I will be looking at your diet and your workout, because sometimes you can have the best diet in the world that will help you lose a lot of body fat, but if you're not losing the body fat, then the answer or the problem is in your workout, and I have to look at both. So I will do another live video stream looking at your workout and your diet, and I will give you the critique that you need and tell you how to fix it so that you can finally get a lot of results. But then you've got to do me the favor of telling the world about it. First of all, executing it, getting the results, and then telling everybody about it. Okay? Agree? Does that sound good? Fantastic. Hey, listen, if you haven't already, make sure you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. Also get the free metabolism training. Just go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. And for those of you who want to keep in touch with us and also participate in the live video stream, just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Go ahead and like that page. Make sure you have your notification settings so that you always receive our posts at the top of your news feed every single time so you can stay on top of it, okay? Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Feel free to send me any of your ideas for future episodes, things that you want to hear, but under the condition that you've also browsed through every single episode that we've done so far so that we're not repeating the same information. That's one thing I'm going to do my very best not to do, is to repeat information that I've already gone over extensively in previous episodes. So I thank you again from the bottom of my heart. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.